This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 143 through 145. Enter not into judgment, my rock. Blessed are the people, one generation to another, and an everlasting kingdom. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, have mercy and hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe
in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A reading from Acts chapter 17. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, while not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men, but when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was proclaimed by Paul at Berea also, they came there too, agitating and stirring up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea, but Silas and Timothy remained there. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens. And after receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, they departed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, the God of my salvation. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
I call upon the Lord.
Confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears.
Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations also of the mountains
Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind.
He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. Thick clouds dark with water, out of the brightness before him. Hailstones and coals of fire rolled through his clouds.
The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them.
Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid there. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the last of the breath of your nostrils, he sent from on high, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, the God of my salvation.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you, from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So in our reading today from Acts chapter 17, we have the excellent example of the Jewish Bereans who received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. That is, they examined the preaching of Paul and Silas to make sure that it squared with the Old Testament. Now, Luke describes the Bereans as noble because of this, saying, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica." The Thessalonian Jews are mentioned again in the latter half of our reading, as Luke tells us how they came agitating and stirring up the crowds there in Berea after they heard that Paul had come preaching there too. Now, I'm sure that many of you sitting in this room are familiar with Acts 17, but perhaps some of you are not. And as a tip for you future preachers in the crowd, you should always preach the text as if your hearers are not familiar with the historical and the surrounding context. Because even if many of your hearers are familiar, and praise God if they are, there will always be those who are not. So do not leave them behind by making assumptions. So then, if you're not familiar with Acts 17, you may be asking yourself, what in the world happened in Thessalonica? What went so wrong there that the Jews came all the way to another town just to stir up the crowds against Paul? And you may be trying to square this with the fact that there was a church in Thessalonica, to whom Paul wrote not one, but two letters that have been preserved for us in the scriptures. So to sort this out for ourselves, let's take a moment to look at what went so wrong in Thessalonica and what went so right in Berea. Backing up to the beginning of the chapter, we read, "They came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom. And on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ.'" you'll notice that this is the same thing Paul and Silas did in Berea. Since there was a synagogue there, that's where they started, and they made their case from the scriptures. You should also note that Paul did not invent this strategy, but he was following the pattern of our Lord, who had always preached in the synagogues throughout his earthly ministry. Paul and the other apostles continued this pattern as they set out to do Christ's bidding and proclaim him to all peoples. So what was the result of Paul's preaching in Thessalonica? Well, it was actually quite a success. Luke tells us, "And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women." So some of the Jews there in Thessalonica did indeed believe them, along with these Gentile Greeks and not a few of the leading women. This rhetorical device of saying "not a few" does not mean a small amount, but the opposite of a few, a great many of the leading women. This would therefore be the beginning of the Christian church in Thessalonica. In this case, then, we can say that something went right in Thessalonica in a very good way. The issue really is with this larger crowd of the Jews. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob and set the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. Jason presumably was the one who housed Paul and Silas there in Thessalonica, but they were gone by the time the mob arrived. The story goes on for a few more verses, and it involves the authorities of the town and the extraction of protection money from Jason and the rest, but you get the picture. The point here is that when Luke describes the Jews in Berea as more noble than those in Thessalonica, this is what he's talking about. He's not talking about the Jews who believed and who joined Paul and Silas. He's not talking about the devout Greeks or the leading women who also joined. He's not talking about that group of people who would make up the Thessalonian church. He's talking about the larger group of the Jews who rejected not only Paul and Silas, but also Christ who sent them. These are the ones who caused such chaos in Thessalonica and again in Berea. Paul and Silas also then followed the pattern set out by our Lord, that where the gospel is preached, persecution tends to follow. So what was different in Berea? If Paul and Silas did the same thing in Berea that they did in Thessalonica, starting there in the Jewish synagogue and proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah, why does it appear that the word was received so much better there? Well, the answer must be exactly that which made them more noble to begin with. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, and not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. They believed what Paul and Silas preached because they also believed what the scriptures showed them. That was all the difference. The Thessalonian Jews rejected Jesus, and in so doing, showed that they likewise rejected the scriptures which bear witness to him. This is just as Jesus himself tells us in John, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." And again later he says, "For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me." Those who reject Jesus do not believe Moses. They do not believe the prophets. They do not believe the scriptures. But the Bereans, they searched the scriptures, and indeed there they found Jesus. They found all these things that were written concerning him in accordance with what Paul and Silas preached. They found these things as written by Moses and by the prophets. They found that it was necessary for the Son of Man to be delivered into the hands of evil men and to be put to death, and on the third day to be raised. They found that upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. They found that it was exactly as Paul and Silas said, thus they believed that Jesus is the Christ, who has made full atonement for their sins and the sins of all people through his death on the cross. They believed Paul because they believed the scriptures. The word of God made all the difference. This is why, then, the church has always upheld the Bereans as such an excellent example for us Christians to follow. And they are synonymous with the serious study of God's word. When you study God's word daily, when you are immersed in it, steeped in it, you will know it well. When you read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it, you will know the truth. You will know the truth when you hear it, just as the Bereans did. Likewise, you will know falsehood when you hear it and will be able to reject it and instruct others also. So, my friends, I pray for you that you will continue to do likewise, not only while you study here in this place, but throughout all the days of your life. That makes all the difference. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Before you,
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And have a hold of me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you have done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord God, bless your word wherever it is spoken throughout your church. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own and to confirm those who have come to faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, and from the lip to the life, that as the rain makes the earth to bud and flourish, so also your word may achieve the purpose for which you send it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.